In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The story from our gospel reading today is always a story that humors me a bit. Because in the blink of an eye, Peter, this bold and brash disciple, goes from a hero to a goat. I mean, one moment he is courageously confessing Jesus as the Christ of God, for which Jesus blesses him. And in the next moment, he's trying to thwart the very mission for which Jesus came into this world. And Jesus responds by calling him Satan. I'm not sure that you could have a much quicker nor further fall from grace than that which Peter had. In one moment, Jesus is calling him blessed. In the next moment, he's calling him Satan. Can't get much farther apart than that. I suppose that Peter felt a little bit like Pete Carroll did at the Super Bowl this year. If you remember, with about 26 seconds left in the game, Pete Carroll was the brilliant coach who had brought his team to within a few moments of his second consecutive Super Bowl victory. And one play later, with 22 seconds left on the clock, he was suddenly the foolish coach who made the worst call in the history of the Super Bowl. The call which cost his team the victory. It's amazing, isn't it? How in a matter of only a couple seconds, your life can change so dramatically and so drastically, from hero to goat, from healthy to being told that you have cancer, from rich to poor, from greatest happiness to deepest sorrow. I saw a few weeks back an article in the online. Some of you might have read this one. It's about a woman from Bulgaria. She went to Spain to see her boyfriend. And while standing there on the edge of a cliff overlooking the beautiful Mediterranean Sea with her boyfriend, he proposed to her. And in her joy of jumping up and down in her excitement, she lost her footing and she fell 65 feet to her death. In an instant, this young woman went from life to death. And her fiancé went from great joy to deep despair. Like I said, like I'm sure most of you have probably experienced at some point in your life, life can turn on a dime. It did for Abraham too. Though his turn was in the opposite direction. One day, Abraham, at that point it was Abram, but Abraham was an idolater, living in the land of Ur of the Chaldeans. And the next day, he had faith in God Almighty and was moving to the land, the promised land, in Canaan. One day his name was Abram. The next day God changed his name to Abraham. One day he was just a 99-year-old man with an old barren wife. Next day his wife was pregnant and he was about to become the father of a great nation. One day, Abram was just an average guy. The next day, he was the chosen and blessed instrument of God. You want to talk about life changes? Abram went through them. And yet, none of them were his doing. It was all the work and the gift of God. Abram was just an average old guy living in an average old life in an average old place with an average old idols. But God chose him. And God blessed him. And God moved him. And God filled him. And God used him. So much so that this average old idol worshiper became the example of God's righteousness being given to humankind through faith. And he became the instrument through which God's grace would come to all the people of the world through the birth of one of his future descendants. One thing that I believe that a lot of us struggle with, at least I know that I struggle with it, is the certainty and the confidence of our salvation. We know and believe in the power of baptism. But we also know how fully and how often we fail to live a life that is worthy, a life that is reflective of our baptism. On a good day, you know, we feel pretty good about ourselves, that we're basically good people, you know, a lot better than the other folks around anyway. But on a bad day, we see every single one of our own flaws and imperfections, and we fear that God sees them too. We usually try to do the right thing. But sometimes we really just don't care. We just want to do what we want to do. Sometimes we say we're sorry. But then we go out and do the exact same thing again. Sometimes we tell little lies because it's easier than dealing with the truth. Sometimes we feel wholly invincible. And other times, we feel completely inadequate. These are some of the questions and the struggles that many, if not most, or all of us go through. You see, like Peter, sometimes we don't have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. We want to believe that we're forgiven and what we're saved. We would like to be able to go to our grave someday with that absolute confidence, that absolute certainty, knowing as we head into death that we are going to spend eternity with God in heaven. But Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. And then we have to ask ourselves, have we done that? I mean, really. What have we lost? Or given up? Or sacrificed? We live in nice homes. We drive nice cars. We all have plenty of food to eat, clothes to wear. We all live pretty comfortable lives. What have we given up for the sake of Jesus? What cross are we bearing? It's kind of scary, isn't it? Have you, or I, or we done enough that we can actually go to our graves with that absolute certainty? Probably not. But neither had Abraham. And yet God chose him. And God blessed him. He was not saved because of the merits of his life, but because of the grace of God. And that's what's true for us too. St. Paul wrote in Romans 5, our epistle reading this morning, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were lost in our sin, Jesus came down from heaven, came into this world, he suffered, he died on a cross, and he rose from a grave to forgive us and to win us for salvation. While we could contribute absolutely nothing, God in his love saved us through the sacrifice of his son Jesus. It was all, and it still is all, his doing. And if that is how God treated us, while we were lost and condemned sinners, how much better is he going to treat us now that we are his chosen and redeemed children? We never have to worry or wonder about our salvation or wonder where we're going to spend eternity. We know it's going to be in heaven. We know that because of Jesus. No matter how often or severely we falter or we fail, no matter how quickly or how drastically our lives change, one thing never will. And that's the salvation that is ours because of Christ Jesus our Lord. For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.